Libby Mize is early Head Start coordinator for the city of Chattanooga. She works closely with teaching artists serving our community through the Wolf Trap program at UTC's Arts-Based Collaborative, ABC at UTC. I spoke with her and Angela Dittmar, ABC at UTC's Director of Teaching Artist Residencies and Affiliate Director of its Wolf Trap program. Libby, Angela, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Yes, we're glad to be here.
Libby, let's talk a little bit about your background. You have been with the Head Start program here in Chattanooga for many, many years. You started as a teacher.
I did, 32 years ago. A lot changed in those 32 years, but I started a long time ago. I worked with four-year-olds at that time. They were quite entertaining. They kept me busy, but I loved every minute of it. And then as the years went by, I kept getting different positions, moving up. And then in the mid-90s, early Head Start came into existence. That's the work with the infants and toddlers. And I got the opportunity to start working with infants and toddlers and became the early Head Start coordinator, I think, in 1998. So I've done this for quite a few years now.
And how has it changed over all that time?
Probably about 20 years ago, we got a lot of influx on brain development and how much that impacts the early childhood field, especially infants and toddlers. And it just exploded with what was needed for infants and toddlers. And so the emphasis really became working with them really young, making that difference. The arts is important, science and math that we used to didn't think about for this young age, as really we've seen now how important it is.
And let's talk more about your work with Angela and our colleagues at the Arts-Based Collaborative at UTC.
Just step back a little bit. When I was a teacher in a four-year-old classroom, I had a wolf trap artist in my classroom years and years ago, and then it kind of went away. So when we found out that wolf trap was back here at Head Start, we were all excited, especially those of us that had been around a while, to have the opportunity to be a part of it again. Then when we became quarantined at home and doing virtual things with our children, when Angela broached the subject of, let's do some training with your staff virtually, you know, we're all kind of saying, how's this going to work? And when we approached teachers with it, they were extremely nervous and, you know, not sure about it. It has been wonderful. I think Angela had a good vision for what could happen with it. She picked good artists and paired them up with our teaching staff. Artists made our staff very comfortable, helped them learn to navigate Zoom and virtual entertainment with their children, virtual teaching and learning. So who knew that it really has turned out to be a great project.
And Angela, how does it work?
You know, it works with having a pioneer mindset. Being creative on the fly is something that we've all had to learn. So I think we can look back on this time during a pandemic and say, well, what did we each pioneer? We all pioneered some kind of change in our life. So it is very true that Wolf Trap and Head Start have a very long history. And so it was wonderful that as we launched our first pilot residencies in the fall of 2019, we quickly started reaching out to Head Start here in Chattanooga and early Head Start. You know, that was a connection made by Charlotte Ellington, who's our chair of our advisory committee. And I remember walking into Avondale and just feeling, you know, you could just feel the love and the spirit of creativity in that building. And we started like thinking, well, how are we going to do this? When can we be ready for an opportunity? And sure enough, opportunity did come as we were open to it. As the pandemic took place, it was right at the tail end of our residencies, and we were really anxious to keep the momentum going. We had been awarded a grant from the Weldon Foundation, Weldon Osborne Foundation, to serve children in the Opportunity Zone areas of Chattanooga and to serve them with more science and STEM-based arts integration. We reached out to knowing that Head Start and Early Head Start have areas where they serve those children. We started there. Yes, it had to start virtually. Who knew? But we did. Libby and I and Chandra, who's with Head Start Education, met weekly to make sure that this program would be a success, that the partnership was founded on opportunities to communicate needs and concerns and talk about how can we customize this. That's something we really believe in, is that this partnership is a collaborative. That's one of the reasons why we recently adopted that new name of Arts-Based Collaborative, because that relationship was so important. So we spent many Thursday mornings on Zoom ourselves And then meeting with the teachers and matching with the artist and building relationships. And then those teams, we had four teams, two at Cedar Hill, one at Avondale, and one at YFD.
One at Daisy, yeah.
We did have one at Daisy. And we piloted what would this look like in a virtual realm. We matched two teaching artists with two teachers from each site. They did not have direct contact with the children. So the beauty of that, what happened was that the teaching artists and the teachers could create work together and really dive into what arts integration looks like. And they wrote songs together and performed it over Zoom to speak to the inclinations of the children in their classroom.
The collaboration between the teachers and the artist, they built that relationship right away. I think the artist built the relationship by making the teachers feel comfortable. They were very nervous. A lot of them, you know, didn't want to sing. They didn't want to hear the artist hear their voices singing, but they, you know, let them know, you know, that it's all good and the kids are going to love it no matter how you sing and stuff. But I think that was one of the things, was building that relationship, helping them be comfortable and just going for it, stepping out of their comfort zone and just going for it. Our teachers ended up having musical instrument guitars in their classrooms where they'd never had it before. And, you know, making up songs on just at the spur of the moment that they had not been able to do before. So I think the relationship and that spirit of what can we do, it was very strong, very overwhelming. I think the artists learned from our teachers also.
Yes, they did. Yes, both sides, right? Our artists grew so much by working one-on-one with teachers. So much of the attention is usually on the children when we're in the classroom, but we were able to really dive in to have opportunities to see how to work with teachers in this really rich ways, having that full attention on the teachers. And that was, I think, something that was really beneficial for the artists, because that is the partnership as well. I mean, this is professional development for teachers, job embedded in the classroom, co-teaching together, and that relies on trust, and that relies on sharing expertise, and that relies on that strong relationship. And then in doing that, we're able to reach the children, but to keep reaching children as those teachers graduate children out and bring on more children in. And it really is shared attention.
When they were Zooming with the children at home, the parents were involved. Mm-hmm. So this was really good for parents to see how to create songs and stories, how to get their children's attention without just being, come here, do this now, got to do this now, got to go. They did it and learned how to do it in fun ways and entertaining and educational ways. So I think the parents was a hidden benefit we hadn't thought about so much.
Yes. I mean, that's something we want to continue building and growing. So that was a wonderful experience. It's amazing how music and singing instructions or singing what you would like to happen or share alters the environment, just changes the way we think. It changes our mood. It makes us more receptive. It activates different parts of our brain so that we're stimulated in multiple ways, which children need, but so do we. We need it. So reaching parents is very, very important to us as well. And so we hope that we'll be able to continue doing that as we continue working with Head Start and Early Head Start.
How much of this work is taking place right now? And share more about what's ahead.
Well, what is happening right now is with Wolf Trap, teaching artists at UTC, we are starting residencies at Battle Academy with their kindergarten and first grade teachers, a pair who do blended classroom. We are also launching residencies, arts integration residencies with teachers at Little Miss Mag. And then our next set will be back with Head Start, Chattanooga Head Start. So we'll come into the older ages of Head Start, picking back up with the Osborne, the funded residencies for STEM integration with arts. So we will be at Avondale again, Cedar Hill, and YFD, serving the children who would be feeding into the Opportunity Zone areas, which I think Hamilton County has changed that organization, but we're still reaching the children in the same areas, and that was approved by the foundation. We will be launching five more residencies with Head Start. We will also go into Head Start and Hamilton County pre-K collaboration classrooms with part of the Osborne Foundation as well for those residencies. So we have a lot of work. The residencies happening now are virtual. Two of them are virtual with the children and instructors and teaching artists in a virtual space, and then two of them are virtual where the teaching artist is being zoomed in, teleported in, just like Star Trek, into the classroom, working directly that way.
And where can people go online for more information about the Arts-Based Collaborative at UTC?
utc.edu/ABC.
All right, Angela, Libby, thanks so much.
Thank you.